Hi, this week the question is Easter the correct time to have the communion? This coming Sunday is Easter Sunday. The Roman Catholic Church and others view this as the most important holy day of the year. Easter Sunday is the Sunday that many denominations choose to observe communion. As a matter of fact, this is the only Sunday in the year that some churches do observe the communion. And furthermore, when they do observe the communion, they observe it differently than the way Jesus instructed. This study today is about when and how the communion should be observed. All right, let's ask the first question. First, when should the communion be observed? According to the scriptures, communion should be observed weekly by the entire congregation. In Acts 20, verse 7, the Bible says, "Now on the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul, ready to depart the next day, spoke to them and continued his message until midnight." This passage teaches us two things. First, the communion is to be observed every first day of the week. That's Sunday. There is not one shred of evidence that the church in the Bible observed the communion more frequently or less frequently than once a week on Sunday. The communion also is to be observed by the entire congregation assembled together. They came together to break the bread, the passage says. There's no Bible example of a bride and groom observing the communion by themselves at a wedding. There is no Bible authority for communion to be observed at a funeral service. Communion is for the church assembled together on the first day of each week. Second, no fermented wine is to be allowed in the Lord's communion. Now, this is a shocking thought for many people because when communion is observed by most denominations, fermented wine is used. There is no Bible authority, none, for using fermented wine. What did the Lord Himself use? Observe carefully Matthew chapter 26. I'm reading verses 26 through 29. The Bible says, "And as they were eating, Jesus took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to the disciples, and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body.' Then he took the cup, and gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, 'Drink from it, all of you. For this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say to you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on, until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom.'" You'll notice several things in this passage. First, Jesus used a single loaf of unleavened bread, and the disciples all broke from that one loaf. This is because the loaf represented the Lord's body, and he had only one physical body, and later only one spiritual body, the church. Second, Jesus used a single cup, which he commanded all the disciples to drink from. This is because the cup symbolized the new covenant, according to Luke 22, verse 20, and 1 Corinthians 11, verse 25. Since there was only one new covenant between God and man, there was to be only one cup to symbolize that one covenant. And third, Jesus used fruit of the vine inside the cup. Fruit of the vine means juice which the vine produces. The vine does not produce fermented wine. The vine produces only grape juice. Furthermore, the Lord instituted his communion service during the Jewish Passover feast, according to Matthew 26, verse 17. During the Jewish Passover feast, all leaven was to be removed from the house, Exodus 12, verse 15. Fermented wine is leavened wine. Therefore, we know for a fact that Jesus did not use fermented wine. Well, the Lord Himself instituted the communion service exactly as He wanted it observed. When uninspired men and women change the communion, it ceases to be the Lord's Supper and now becomes each man eating his own supper, 1 Corinthians 11, verse 21. If a church claims to be the Church of Christ. That church will observe the communion exactly as Jesus instructed. These are the teachings of the Bible relative to the Lord's Supper. We are willing to discuss this topic in an open Bible study with any worthy representative of another church, if they so desire. Thanks for listening to our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. There are no spaces between those words. And there at our website, you can download the notes and the audio file of the message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.